We are now joined by Hamilton Wenham football coach Jim Pugh. And coach, good grief, that was a wild one on Saturday. What's your reaction to it now, a couple of days later after you've seen the film?
Very happy with our play, and on to Stoneham. I was about to say Wilmington, but Coach Almeida, he's a good friend, and we competed when we were at other schools, so looking forward to playing against Bob.
Well, you just mentioned that in the connection with North Andover and Masconomet and Wilmington and all that stuff. But again, let's just look back a little bit here, Coach, because you guys are playing such good football. And on Saturday, certainly in the first quarter, it was a matter of forcing mistakes and then taking advantage of those mistakes early. And you did it from just all angles of the field.
Yeah, and all of our playmakers and weapons. So it was a great way to open up, the semifinals and playoff football. And the week before we had a tough one with Salem, and you just never know which team is going to show up. But our kids showed up ready to play, and we were a little concerned that there'd be a letdown after a good win in the quarterfinals, and but there was no letdown, and our kids came to play, and Phil Durgan and the our defense just really set the tone, caused the turnovers, and then we were able to exploit with our speed some of their lack of speed.
Mm-hmm. Coach, when you look at the films after the game, after a game like that. And I know it's pretty common that coaches like to pick out, the good, but they also need to pick out something, I guess, to teach. Do you do that? Did you find things on the film where you could look at your kids and say, okay, we did great, but we can do better?
Absolutely. Yeah. The football coaches like to point out that on each play, we, 10 kids have to do what they're supposed to do so that one kid can score a touchdown. And that is true, but obviously it's a kid could run through five tackles and break off an 80-yard touchdown run, and it hasn't been a total team effort.
Mm-hmm.
But that's in theory that is what we're striving for. And so each play, yes, there's going to be mistakes made and guys taking the wrong angle, and yes, that's the great thing about film. Films don't lie, as coaches have been saying forever. And on top of that, with technology today and Huddle, we're able, the kids can watch tape on their own. I mean, it's not like the old days and 16 millimeters or DVDs even. I mean, it's just all right up on the computer. The kids can take their phone out and watch what they've done. I know our coaches, Coach Blance and Coach Peach, will send the play numbers and with comments on it, so mm-hmm. it doesn't have to all be done in the locker room at Hamilton Wenham or in the classroom. So yes, we see a lot of the mistakes that we make and what we need to get better at.
Jim, when you do that, as an educator, and just talking with Coach Almeida about that as well, sometimes we think, as sports fans, that we know it all. And when we study something, okay, I know baseball or I know football. And kids, I remember as a kid I thought that as well. But when the light goes on, when you teach a kid something, maybe something subtle or maybe something obvious, and you see the light go on in his eyes, that's got to be pretty gratifying, and then he can go out and execute that.
It is. I mean, that is really why most of us coach to just to that aha moment where the kid just is able to see, hey, that's really that's what coach has been talking about for the last 3 months. But I said to the kids today, we had a JV game, and there's no way that you can get 21 other kids together in the summer with full football pads on to go 11-on-11 football game.
Mm-hmm.
So, during the season and during the JV games and freshman games, you've got to get your reps and during practice. So we tell our kids, they're not just practicing for this year. I mean, the younger kids and some of the even some of the upperclassmen are playing for next year, but they're really getting better at what they do. And, you know, there's no substitute for practice. I mean, it's not, you know, Tom Brady is great at talking about that. You know, you think, here's a guy who's done it forever, and he's always talking about that, you know, he missed some practice. If he misses practice, he's not prepared. You know, there's no one better at that. And if he's doing it, well, certainly a 16, 17-year-old quarterback, running back, linebacker, lineman needs to be doing it.
Exactly. Well, I know. And just listening, I always bring up Roger Day, you know, a former assistant football coach, a world-class baseball coach, and just listening to him for five, and I've read about baseball for 50 or 60 years. I listen to him for 5 minutes, and it just fills my head with more stuff. So I guess you're always a student, Coach. I want to look at the upcoming game now. We're going to be there on Saturday, and it's been a spectacular couple of Saturdays. Just talking with Coach Almeida, he mentioned his star running back Trey Pignone, but yeah. Maybe you could tell us a little bit from your coach's eye what you see with Stoneham.
Well, Trey, he's, and there are other, Christos, Aragopoulos, I think, I'm not sure if I pronounced that right. They got two tailbacks, and they run the double wing, two tight ends, and, you know, so we're really, you know, expecting that they're a grounded out team, and they've been able to score a lot of points, and they're, you know, they've had some big wins, so, you know, they've been there before. I think 2 years ago, Coach Almeida, I think they won the North Final and lost. I don't know if they lost in the semifinals or if they lost. I don't know if they made it to the Super Bowl or not. But so their kids are, you know, expecting to be there and got there and had a great last drive to beat Shawshin in the last 2 minutes of the game last Friday night. But yes, they're very good. You know, Coach Rafferty, who's the defensive coordinator, was the head coach we competed against for many years at North Andover. And he was, you know, he does a great job. So they have an outstanding coaching staff and a lot of, you know, experienced kids. So it'll be a tough one.
Well,
that's why they play the game. And, you know, we're really excited to be playing in the North Final and going into this game ready for, you know, one of the top teams around.
It sounds like a classic match, Coach. I can't wait to see you guys, both teams, on Saturday. So, Jim, thanks for taking the time and all the help you've given us this year. And good luck this week. We'll see you on Saturday.
And Rick, thanks to you and Bill. And you guys do a great job for high school football and high school sports.
You're very kind, Coach. Thank you very much. See you Saturday.
Okay.
Take care.